This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative of the governing body for petroleum. That's right. We'll be talking to somebody from API, and joining us also will be our expert when it comes to lubrication, Dan Watson. But we'll kick this hour off with a visit to the Motor City and Detroit's Paul Eisenstein joining us live, and we'll find out what's the latest and what's going on in not only the Motor City, but in Frankfurt and around the world as well. Telephone-wise, our number remains the same. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the Motor City and welcome the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, to the airways of Auto World. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you.
Let's begin by talking a little bit about the UAW and General Motors. What's the current situation there in Detroit?
Oh boy. Well, let me back up for a second and fill in listeners who are not up to speed, because it gets a little bit funky. All right. We would have been approaching the contract deadline for one of the Detroit automakers. This is the basically what should be the end of their every four-year negotiations for a new contract. And for those who aren't familiar, the UAW only represents the big three: Fiat Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. They negotiate separate contracts with each of those, starting with one company, typically called a strike target. And that would be challenging enough, but for the fact that we have had some real strange things happen in the Motor City. You may have heard that just a couple weeks ago, the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided the homes of a bunch of UAW, United Auto Workers Union, officials, including their current president, Mr. Jones, and their past president, and several other executives. The problem is, there's been a budding scandal for a number of years, Bob. It's been going for about two or three. It was a pay-to-not-play, if you will, where they apparently were, well, doing deals with some low-level managers from Fiat Chrysler initially. Some executives at the union were taking cash and trips and all sorts of things. Now it looks like there may have been higher level corruption, and hence some of the top officials at the UAW are now under scrutiny, very serious scrutiny. We don't know what that means. We could see a couple of very, very high-ranking union officials arrested in the near future. We just don't know. All right, now tie those two together. You have the contract talks going on, and as usual, they focus down to one manufacturer, General Motors. But you have union officials who are worrying not only about getting a good contract, but about making sure that workers believe it. Workers have seen their top managers take some money, in some cases, for being a little bit easier in the last contract talks. So the union has to make sure that any negotiations, any contract they come up with, has to be really, really, really good. Not just good, but really good. Mm-hmm. Or union workers are probably going to say, you sold us out again. Well, the bottom line is, they didn't make the deadline last night with the UAW and General Motors. And they have warned that as of tonight, a day after the deadline expired, they may strike.
Now, so at the moment looks... go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead. It basically right now we have janitors on strike. They're a separate, they're same union but separate contract. They've gone on strike. And that's just a little nudge, GM, to let them know they're serious. The problem is we've got a really crazy situation, okay? We're likely to see an automotive recession, if not a national recession, at least an automotive one. So the companies are worried about that. GM in particular has been losing market share. The sales are not great. They're earning good money, but they figure that those numbers are going to go down. They have closed a plant in Ohio, as you know. There are two more North American plants, one UAW facility in Detroit, and there's a lot of other factories that could go down because they're underutilized. So GM's in a position where they know they have to do some cuts, but the UAW is basically negotiating against that. Neither side is in a good position. And if there's a strike, we just don't know how long it could last.
Well, something we'll have to keep an eye on at DetroitBureau.com is I know you're monitoring the story each and every hour there in Detroit, and we'll be the first place that folks can get updates. Let's talk about Frankfurt. This is a show that happens not every single year, but every other year, and this is one of the years of the Frankfurt show.
Yeah, it alternates every other year with Paris. And this year it was in the German capital. You may recall, Bob, I was on with you after Paris in September of 18, and we talked about how small it had gotten. It used to be impossible as one person to keep up with it. And this year I had a lot of time in between events. Basically, it was a one-day show, last year's Paris. It ended by about 1 in the afternoon. That's how short it was. The Frankfurt show was a little bit busier. But when you looked at the list of people who didn't show up, Aston Martin, Ford, Mazda, Volvo, Toyota, Nissan, and on and on and on, half the manufacturers that were typically at the Frankfurt show didn't come there. It still had some important previews, but it was definitely a continuation of this shrinkage of global auto shows.
And this is, like you say, across the board. It's not only the Frankfurt show, but... there are changes happening all the time. The manufacturers seem to be in a stage of rethinking their way that they introduce their vehicles to the media and to the world, and certainly more and more car companies seem to be steering away from the traditional shows.
Yeah, if you think about it, Bob, you can understand why. The world is changing in terms of how you communicate. A lot of the manufacturers are finding that they can do things on private one-on-one shows. The Corvette was introduced at a blimp hangar in California near San Diego just, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, rather than at an auto show. And a number of events are like that. They're going to non-traditional events like Pebble Beach or the Texas State Fair. Introducing a product at an auto show is crazy expensive. It is not unusual for even a small exhibit at one of what you might call the global shows, Geneva, Paris, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, to cost $3 to $5 million. And if you're doing something really fancy, you can run up from there. I've heard of one particular manufacturer that spent $25 million. And that's before inflation, because this is about 15 years ago. That would have been about a $30 million show today, maybe $35 million. That said, there are still important things that happen at car shows. Now, I don't want to dismiss Frankfurt. They had some things which we should talk about.
Let's talk about some of those items in Frankfurt. After we take a quick break for some important messages, we'll hear all about some new electric vehicles, and also we'll look at what else has been happening in the auto world with the Detroit Bureau's Paul Eisenstein. Straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for coming along for the ride. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau and the DetroitBureau.com, is with us live from the Motor City, and we're talking about some UAW possible strikes, and we're also talking about the Frankfurt Motor Show. Paul, I understand there were plenty of electric cars shown, battery-powered cars in Frankfurt, but supercars as well. And this supercar trend definitely seems to be showing no sign of slowing down.
Time, Bob. from established manufacturers like Lamborghini, for example, or Aston Martin. We're also seeing a lot of new companies come up, and some of them are really making an impression on what's happening in the world. One of the most interesting is Rimac. They are, of all things, Croatian. Mate Rimac, who is the founder of the company, has done some great things. You may recall seeing in New York the C2, originally known as the Concept 2, which is the latest supercar he produces. And by the way, they just happen to be all electric. Now we're seeing the Pininfarina Battista, which is all electric and has a 0-60 times of about 2 seconds, or maybe 1.9. This is the crazy thing, and this always takes people by surprise if they're not really up on electric technology. You know, we think, many of us, when we say the word electric vehicle, of something like, well, the Chevy Bolt or the Nissan Leaf, and those, you know, they're okay. Some of them get decent range, at least in the latest incarnation, but you certainly wouldn't expect to have a lot of thrills driving them.
Mm-hmm.
Not so when you talk about high-end vehicles. The reality is electric motors produce all 100% of their torque almost instantly. So instead of having to wait for a V8 or 12 to rev up, or a turbo or a supercharger to fire up, essentially, you get instant torque, crazy amounts of torque that can throw you right into your seat like nothing you've ever experienced before. It's like a carrier launch in many cases. How much of a thrill it can be with electric vehicles. And the newer ones are getting longer range at the same time, and they're able to do better and better on the track rather than maybe, say, running a couple of green lights and then, you know, basically having to cool down. The Porsche Taycan's a great example. You know, what are we talking about? 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds, 0-60. You have 200-something miles of range. Now, not cheap. The top model starts at $180,000-something. And the Batista is a couple million and so on. So some of these electric vehicles defy every sense of what you would think of as electric vehicle. And by the way, Bob, here's the interesting thing, too. Not only are we seeing all electric supercars, but we're also seeing a lot of electrified supercars. And I use that term carefully, because that can refer to a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. So we're seeing some of these supercars that have enough battery. The new Ferrari, for example, was a great example. Gets about almost 20 miles in all-electric mode. But when you really want it to fly, you can use that electric motor and battery pack to boost your performance. And one of the big debuts at the Frankfurt show was the Lamborghini Cyan, the most powerful Lamborghini ever. 800-something horsepower, gobs of torque. And you want to guess, Bob?
How much torque?
A hybrid. Well, it's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid, yes.
It's a hybrid. Now, it's an unusual one because it uses an ultra-capacitor rather than the lithium-ion battery pack. But the point is, electrification is becoming the hot thing in performance. And I've been told, by the way, by a very senior guy over at Fiat Chrysler, that he would not be surprised, and he should know because he's working on the project, he would not be surprised if we see a successor to the Dodge Hellcat series that would use electric boost to get even crazier power than the Hellcat gets today.
Wow. That truly is amazing. In all this technology, all this engineering, is going to cost a lot of money. I understand a new study has shown that the new car that you want is going to be even more expensive than you ever realized.
Yeah. Now, let me take that two ways. First of all, electric vehicle prices are coming down when you're talking about mainstream products. So, for example, one of the big debuts at the Frankfurt show was the ID.3, the first VW long-range electric vehicle. And that's going to start in Europe at about the equivalent of $30,000, which is pretty spectacular when you think about it. So here's the thing. You're going to start seeing electric electric vehicle prices start to come down, even as range gets up and performance gets better over the next few years, at least Main Street stuff. As to vehicles in general, we saw a study that just came out from AAA this past week, their annual study of what it costs to buy, own, and operate a vehicle. And the reality is that's going up well above the rate of inflation. And one of the reasons, unfortunately, is that we've seen that run-up in interest rates on vehicle loans. So that's hurting. But just about everything, even registrations and licenses, are going up. And that means that when you add on top of that the fact that just the price of a typical car is now approaching $40,000.
Wow.
It is straining the budgets for a lot of American motorists.
It most certainly is. Boy, it seems like we've seen some pretty big jumps in that average price in recent times.
Yeah, we definitely have. The AAA, by the way, Bob, has a few recommendations, which are good ones. Let me hit a couple of them. First of all, there's a trend towards longer and longer and longer loan periods. So, you know, I remember when I was young, 36 to 48 months were the norm. And now the average vehicle loan in the U.S. is something like 68 months, with a lot of people going, obviously, for 72 months and even longer, believe it or not. The reality is that every 12 months you stretch out your loan adds about $1,000 to the eventual cost of buying and paying off that vehicle. So AAA says, don't try to pack more features than you expected in and then stretch the loan. Keep the loan as short as you can. Yeah, it may be a little heavier for you at the time, but you're going to be out of your loan a lot sooner. So cut the loan terms, how long you take out a loan, rather than just stretching it out, because you'll pay through the nose for it. The other thing they suggest, keep an eye on the nearly new market, sometimes called certified pre-owned market, because you can, in many cases, get the same vehicle, maybe a year or two or three old, but it may be the same. It may not have been updated. It may have the same safety features. And the thing is, you don't have to worry about those first 3 years of depreciation. And you can get like-new warranties for a much better price.
Well, that's a great note to end on. Paul's got some personal commitments to attend to, but we look forward to getting him back with us real soon. Thanks, Paul.
Bob, pleasure to be with you, and we'll be covering, as you said, the UAW talks going forward on thedetroitbureau.com.
Thank you. Straight ahead, we're going to talk petroleum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department told a judge that the House Judiciary Committee should not get access to secret grand jury material collected during the special counsel's Russia investigation, even as it weighs whether to pursue impeachment. The response comes nearly 2 months after the committee filed a petition in federal court arguing lawmakers need to obtain the grand jury material in order to determine whether to recommend those articles of impeachment.
A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via GCNlive.com. We're now going to be joined by two folks. Of course, we're going to be talking to Dan Watson in hour number two of the program, as we always do, but we're getting a treat right now by bringing forth to the airways of Auto World Dan Watson, the CEO of the Lube Page and a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years' experience. Welcome, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this afternoon, Bob.
And also joining us is Kevin Ferrick from API to tell us about some upcoming changes in oils and just to talk a little bit more in general about what API is all about. Kevin Ferrick, thank you for your time.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Bob.
Kevin, tell us a little bit overall about the role of API. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, the American Petroleum Institute actually is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. We got our start, for the most part, setting standards for the industry, for the oil and gas industry. And to be consistent in what we do, since API was established as a standard-setting organization, at some point, actually a little more than 70 years ago, API started setting standards for engine oils. So it's consistent with sort of the founding precepts of the organization, because we started as a standard setting organization for the industry, and we took that and 70 years ago started setting engine oil standards.
Very good. And right now you've got some upcoming GF6 motor oils, which have been officially approved for use here in the U.S. for the 2020 model year. Let's talk a little bit about what these GF6 oils are.
Yeah, so the GF6 oils are really the next step in what is really an evolving process of improving engine oil performance. The GF6 standards are basically replacing GF5. To make it simple for people to understand the GF specs, the GF5 and what's going to be GF6. These are the standards that are behind what we call the API certification mark Starburst. If they look on a bottle of motor oil, they're going to see a symbol on the front of it that says America Petroleum Institute certified. So the standard that when we talk about the current standard that's GF5 and the new one that's coming out, GF6, it's basically defining the performance standards that are behind the symbol that appears on engine oil bottles, the symbol that appears in automaker recommendations, in owner's manuals. GF6 is just the next step. The previous standard's been around for a good while now, for about 10 years. So it was time to upgrade the standard, introduce new engine tests, in essence to try to bring the performance of the engine oils up to the level that engines that are on the road today and engines that are going to be introduced soon need. They need a better performing oil, and GF6 is intended to provide that.
Yeah, I understand, Kevin, that the continued development of diesel direct injected engines as well as gasoline direct injected engines and turbocharged injected engines bring a whole new set of concerns to the table, and not every automaker had the proper oil to be utilized with this new engine technology.
That's absolutely true. Automakers, as comes as no surprise, are trying to make their cars more fuel efficient to meet more stringent fuel economy standards. And one of the ways they do that is through things like gasoline direct inject engines and turbocharging the engines to try to glean a little more power out of those engines. And when they started introducing these types of technologies, there was a sort of an unexpected result, and that is something that's known as low speed pre-ignition. It is a phenomenon where the best way I can describe it is sort of engine knock on steroids. It's actually an early combustion event, and it tends to be in the gasoline direct inject. The small gasoline direct inject turbocharged engines. And unfortunately, it is such a drastic event that it can actually cause harm to the engine. So the oils, the GF5 oils, weren't really equipped to, at least not all of them. Some of them probably were fine, but not all of them. So API actually had to introduce something called SN Plus. We actually had to issue an upgrade to the standard that is currently being licensed to address this phenomenon. When GF6 comes out, it includes the requirements that will protect against low speed pre-ignition. In fact, there's a specific engine test that oil marketers that want to be licensed against the new standard have to pass. And it's intended to measure an oil's ability to protect against this phenomenon. So the thinking is when the new oils come out, hopefully, this issue about low-speed pre-ignition will sort of go away.
Very good. Dan, do you have any questions for Kevin?
Well, on the low-speed pre-ignition, what I would add to that is that You would not normally think of pre-ignition being either supported or prevented, if you will, by the formulation of the oil. But in this case, some oils would participate in that pre-ignition, and the idea was to formulate so that you would not participate in that because the geometry of the piston and the rings and the ability in a direct injected gasoline engine to, God forbid, but it's always there, have some raw fuel that comes past that injector, and if it can mix with a little bit of oil and find its way down into the right position on the geometry of the ring seat, then when that piston comes up, it can throw that oil and that gas up into the compression chamber, making a mixture that can ignite on its own, like diesel, without needing the ignition of the spark plug. So you end up with the ignition happening when you're trying to have the piston come up, not when it's going down. So that definitely can cause the connector rod to have lots of stress, and you can break the connector rod and smash the broken pieces into the crankshaft and out the side of the engine. So, yeah, pre-ignition is typically thought of in a gasoline engine as being caused by some residual carbon in the cylinder and a little bit of gas there, and it sets off a little bit and causes that knock that Kevin's talking about. But this low-speed pre-ignition was an actual major combustion going on prior to the piston reaching the top. So you're still trying to drive the piston up, forming compression, and it's already igniting and causing massive force down, which just those two don't. You're not going to get away with that. So the SN Plus was designed to say, hey, you can formulate your oil where it won't participate in this phenomenon. There's ways to do it, and that's the API using the SN Plus was trying to let the consumer know, hey, look, if it says SN Plus, you can rest easy. If it doesn't say SN Plus, you really don't know whether or not you're direct injected. And the biggest thing about that is, Kevin, that I have questions all the time, is people get so confused. You need to have a direct injected engine. This is not going to happen in your standard multi-port fuel-injected engine. So try to put them at rest.
Correct.
Say, it doesn't affect you. Don't worry unless you have a direct-injected gasoline engine.
That's fair to say. I would agree with that.
Excellent. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages and then more with Kevin Ferrick from API and Dan Watson, CEO of The Lube Page. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun. The joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income, or rent. Use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's capitals, all capitals, AUTOWORL. D, all caps once again. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Kevin Ferrick is with us from the American Petroleum Institute, and our own Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page, joins us as well. Kevin, there's no question that new cars are very, very expensive and seem to be getting more expensive each and every day, and this is a big investment for most folks. So choosing oil is not something to be taken lightly.
Oh, absolutely. You would think it would be something that people would at least be aware of what's recommended for their car or truck, and make sure that when they're getting an oil change, that they're getting what's recommended. And we always like to remind people that they really do want to follow their owner's manual recommendations. And the owner's manual is going to tell you what oils you're going to need to use and how often the oil change needs to occur, or you may have an onboard oil life monitor that will probably do the same thing. And when it says it's time for an oil change, not only do you go and get the oil change, but you should take a few moments to find out what oil is going to be installed, because, to be honest, not as many people today are doing it themselves. There aren't that many DIYers. Most people are taking their cars and trucks to service providers that are doing the oil change. And one of the things we always try to encourage people to do is to understand what's recommended for their car or truck. Understand that there are differences between oils. They need to make sure they're getting exactly what's recommended. And in many cases today, most North American and Japanese automakers are recommending that you use an oil that's
that's an API licensed oil that's carrying an API symbol on it. Now, to be fair, that's not always going to work when you're getting an oil change at a location that's dispensing the product from a bulk tank. So when we tell people, they should also be aware, they should also ask the question, what oil am I about to get? Is it the oil that's recommended for my car or truck? And by the way, I need to know exactly what brand I'm getting, because it's important for me to know that I'm getting a particular oil, or at least understand what oil is being installed in my car and truck. It's really kind of an important thing that they should be doing. It's, oil changes are still the thing that they're likely to go back to a service provider to get done on a regular basis. They want to make sure that they're getting exactly what's recommended.
You know, Kevin, sometimes when I'm talking with potential clients or customers, I explain to them sort of this way of looking at it. This modern car, there's not a lot you can actually do with it. There's computer controls and the fuel management systems. There's all kinds of great technology under there. But there is one thing that you can control, and that's the quality of what you put in as far as oil and fuel and filters. You can control that, because you can do, today you can go right on the research on the internet and you can find all kinds of information on any kind of product out there that is a true product. Some people hide their specifications because they don't want you to find them. But on the good, reputable oil companies, you can go find the specs and you can look for yourself. So if you find yourself a high quality oil and you know it's a good oil, then simply start asking for that oil by name. Don't let the oil change place determine for you what they're going to put in the car. If you come in and you think that Mobil 1 synthetic is the oil that you've researched and that's the one you want, then go somewhere and ask for it. Don't just accept anything. It'd be kind of like going to the doctor and saying, well, I really don't care what kind of medicine you give me for my blood pressure control. I assume they're all the same, when you know good and well that there are some of them that have been stricken from the market and others that do quite well. So we just use a little bit of, as they call it, due diligence when you're selecting these products for your vehicle. And these cars are well manufactured. They can go on for 500,000 miles if you actually take care of them and put good quality lubricants in the car.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. There is a risk. I think that there are people that believe that all oils are the same. And I can tell you, API licenses, we have more than 800 licensed companies manufacturing and selling almost 21,000 licensed brands.
Yeah.
So, in 63 countries. So I can assure those people out there that not all oils are the same. There is more than one way to make an engine oil that can meet an API standard. But you should be aware of the oil that's being used. And it is important to know that if you're using, engine manufacturers are recommending specific oils, and partly because they've designed their engines to operate with those oils.
Right.
And people really need to understand that it is not simply where you're adding air to your tires. This is something that is much more important for the life of that engine.
Well, the other thing is,
yeah, absolutely agree with you.
Absolutely. And the other thing to remember is, you look at this car and you lift the hood, and in many of these cars now you have a turbocharged four-cylinder making the kind of power that a four-barrel big block made 30 years ago. And you're running these engines at higher RPM, higher temperatures, under really what we would have called in the past high-performance conditions. And that's just a regular passenger car. And the reason is because they're trying to stretch 30, 40 miles per gallon out of these things. So you've got new technology being pushed to the limit, and you've got to at least take the time to raise your level of concern up to having quality engine oil. Now, I will say this. One bone to pick with the API is I've never agreed with the lack of a clear, concise chemical definition for synthetic oil from the API. The API backed away from that responsibility in 1995, and that has been a disservice to the motoring public, because when it was decided that could just be a marketing term, that really undercuts the ability of knowing what you're getting in that bottle when it says full synthetic on the bottle. So I won't go into that deeper and take that bone deep, because I don't want to be insulting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I would love to give you a definition, to be honest with you. We've attempted. And unfortunately, you get a lot of engineers in the room, and they all have a difference of opinion. But
oh, they do. They do. But, you know, the simple one that used to be in the lubrication handbook was two lightweight molecules combined to make a heavyweight lubricant, synthesized to make a heavyweight lubricating molecule. Mm-hmm. That was in the book for, God, 50 years since they started making anything called synthetic. Now we're all the way down to treating glorified hydrocracked petroleum as synthetic. So anyway, it's just...
Yeah.
That's an area that you and I could talk about for a long time, so I don't want to be insulting about it. I'm just saying that's about the only place I'd have a bone to pick. You guys do a tremendous job trying to set standards for all of this stuff because, hey, you're almost sometimes like herding cats, you know, because there's so many people out here with different ambitions on how to how to produce oil and get away with it. You guys are out there trying to pop the whip and bring them all back around so the consumer can rely on something that they buy down at the parts store. It's a tough job.
That is the goal. Yeah, we're trying to make sure that there's oil in the market to protect those engines.
Absolutely, and it's doing a good job. You know, one of the things that's different for us, and maybe you have some foresight on this, is that in Europe, as you know, with the ACEA, they have about five different levels of approved certifications for gasoline engine oils, and then another two or three for diesels, because they're so specific on different layers of oil. Are we reaching a point here pretty soon where we can't have one API classification meets all requirements?
Well, to be honest with you, we're now at a point where we have, you know, with GF6 coming out, we're going to have GF6A and B.
Okay.
The B is for really low viscosity oils. Well, in this case, 0W16 oils.
Right.
They'll actually be designated by a new mark, by a shield.
Mm-hmm.
But so you could say, even in the North American and Japanese standards, the API standard is going along the same lines as ASEA, where we're differentiating specific performance levels for certain viscosities.
Yeah.
We did it. We're doing it for gasoline with the new standard, and we just did it for diesel.
Right, the FA
so
versus
we are
the DK4,
going down the same
right?
Path. Yep.
Well, excellent. Kevin, where's the best place for folks to get more information about API? Do you have a web destination for us?
Absolutely. Just go to api.org.
Excellent. Well, that time went really fast, and I want to thank you so much for coming on board and telling us about some of these new standards.
A pleasure.
Dan Watson, stay
folks,
with us.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.